Fica titica, musa vimberera quarera 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 quarera
quarera. Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
48-year-old woman discovered dead in Mukushiza Itala compound. Resident of Kalulushiza Chambishi Township have bemoaned lack of infrastructure development. And in African news, at least 11 dead in Kenya protests as central Nairobi sealed off. Good afternoon. It is a Tuesday, the 8th of July, 2025. And to present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. A 48-year-old woman identified as Mercy Sumbulelo has been found dead along the road in Mukushiza Itala compound in what our police are treating as a case of a sudden and unnatural death. According to Sylvia Sumbulelo, the sister to the deceased, Mercy was reported missing in the afternoon of Saturday, July 5, after she stayed behind at a local bar in Itala Market while her sister, Regina Sumbulelo, returned home. She explained that the deceased was discovered lying lifeless near Makecho Bridge in Itala compound, approximately 2 kilometers from her place of residence. Meanwhile, Riverside area vice chairlady Benedict Njovu also narrated how the deceased body was found and expressed shock over the incident.
Patu no na tia vije kuzi tafuni kupolisi. Nangu dima ya wanchipi ya nkoli funi kupolisi. Muntu halirele patu wafira pahejila apapa. Tuhu. Ata kachitaka alama isi fuzi mba kapokola vachia kakuti moto kakoya amba. So alati na nukuta uja office in charge. Mba wele kuzoto la pera. Mba na wana vantu furu pala na tulala. Mfotu chitari nizi. Muna wetu mazoto wa chitende. Kasi yoi, nkuta sa katapo katapo. Akapokola na nchito zao ya apa. Namba non wawela ondi akina kutata muziwa uya maini wako una anamudu.
Residents of Chambeshi Township in Kalulushi District have raised concerns over the lack of infrastructure in their area. Despite the growing population, residents say the township's roads remain in a deplorable state. They have since called for urgent attention from the local authority and aids them to utilize the constituency development fund CDF to improve the infrastructure, particularly the roads which have been neglected for many years. Small Scale Miners Association of Zambia director Emmanuel Silenga has expressed a deep regret over the loss of a life in the current gold rush in Mufumbo district of Northwestern Province. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, Mr. Silenga has implored a government to develop and enforce guidelines specifically for artisanal miners. He further said there is need to have frequent inspections once the licenses are issued, as well as environmental assessment to identify potential risks and mitigation measures.
Establish clear regulations, develop and enforce guidelines specific to artisanal and small-scale miners, licensing and legislation. All artisanal miners and small-scale miners should obtain licenses and register their operations to ensure accountability and oversight. Two, monitoring and enforcement. Regular inspections. Conduct regular inspections to ensure compliance to regulations such as tax, safety, and environment. Data collection gathered.
The Ministry of Education has commenced the construction of a modern science and technology laboratories in three secondary schools across the country. The laboratories are being constructed at a cost of $4.76 million, are aimed at boosting science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM education nationwide. The beneficiary institutions are David Kaunda Secondary School in Lusaka, Kapiri Girls Secondary School in Kapilimpochi, and Chiwala Boys Secondary School in Indola. The Ministry of Education's Assistant Director of the Infrastructure Unit, Luendo Havanti, stated that construction works are underway and completion is expected by June 2026. The project is being financed through a grant agreement signed between the Government of Zambia and the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, with JICA providing the funds to enhance STEM education in Zambia.
Quickly, he mobilized for a move to the site, and the test of the work basically is very encouraging. And by June 2026, all these laboratories that are being done on these three schools should be handed over to the government. The total cost of the project is over $4.7 million, which is broken down per school, where we have about over 1.4 million here at David Kaunda, 1.7 million in Chuala, and about 1.9 million at the Pity Girls.
And school managers have welcomed the development. Maureen Tonga, the head teacher at David Kaunda National STEM Secondary School, noted that the infrastructure will modernize science teaching and enhance hands-on learning opportunities. Meanwhile, Chuala Provincial STEM Secondary School head teacher Chipasha Chisela emphasized the necessity of a STEM-focused investment, calling it a national imperative.
The teaching of practical subjects, in particular science, mathematics, agriculture science, and so on and so forth. You are aware that government has introduced what is called the CBC, the competence-based curriculum. The curriculum will obviously make a lot of sense for a school such as Chuala. Well, as the same school, we are so excited because we have certain infrastructure in the school like ours, which is a national school, really is speaking volumes as regards to the type of students that we'll be producing, because I believe the labs that are going to come out of here will keep us with